Here's the lead to the first story. It was a record year for real estate in the Brazos Valley.
Amid the coronavirus pandemic, the local housing market saw a 19% increase in worth of sales compared to last year.
For the first time, we have hit over $1 billion worth of sales.
Amy Dubose, Realtors Association executive, says people living in the big cities but working from home now have more options of where to live and raise a family. Issues in the construction industry also cause more people to buy versus build. On the flip side, Dubo says they saw a drop in inventory this year because less people were selling.
They say that a balanced or even market is about 6.5 months worth of inventory. Overall, right now, we're about 2.8 months towards 3.5 months.
Dubo says buyers are still in good shape because interest rates are low, but things on the market are moving quickly. So both buyers and sellers should have all their ducks in a row before entering the housing market. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-945-WTAW. College Station police officers want to remind you about the city's hands-free ordinance.
You can pick up your device while driving only if you're at a complete stop, it's an emergency, or if you're selecting music on your device.
Officer Tony Gonzalez says the ordinance results in fewer crashes, injuries, and deaths, but enforcement can be difficult.
The whole Constitution, Fourth Amendment thing, so we can't really just kind of go in and, hey, let me see your phone and let me see what you were doing.
Gonzalez says they took a break from enforcing the ordinance because of coronavirus, but since it went into effect, they have written 54 citations. Fines range from $25 to $500. The historic Union Pacific 4141 engine has a home when it arrives in College Station this spring. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents approved donating 2 acres of land to the Bush Library and Museum to make room for the train engine and, according to a system tweet, an exhibit area for a Marine One helicopter. Now, if you're interested to learn more about presidential trains, the library has a virtual program later this month titled Presidential Trains from 1833 to 2018.
The program's going to go, probably explore how, the uniqueness of trains throughout, the history of our country, from Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, Harding, all the way up to George H.W. Bush.
David Anaya, the library's director of marketing communications, says the event is February 25th. You can register for the program online at bush41.org. College Station has a new Parks and Recreation director with a big city background. Mayor Carl Mooney says Steve Wright's experience in Houston will be beneficial when planning for new members of the community.
They come to College Station because we boast about our quality of life, and so they're looking for some of the same kinds of things that they had wherever they were, particularly if they come from a larger city or a suburban area connected to a city. One of the things they're looking for are recreational opportunities.
Mooney says Wright also has a background with the YMCA. Challenging is the word one local hotelier used to describe last week's winter storm. Hunter Goodwin says the weather brought on an unforeseen demand of hotel rooms overnight.
Just inundated with calls and requests for rooms because people had lost all their power. Some had lost water. And a lot of the calls originated from folks that had some health concerns and really relied on access to electricity.
Goodwin says most limited service hotels don't have backup generators. His properties with backup generators are designed to run your critical safety items like elevators.
It is not designed to power the entire hotel just due to the cost of structure of that.
Goodwin says his properties in Houston fared the worst last week. A former chief executive at the Texas A&M Health Science Center has returned to Aggieland. Yesterday, Dr. Brett Giroir spoke at the Republican Women of Brazos Valley Luncheon. Dr. Giroir most recently served as the 16th Assistant Secretary for Health under the Trump administration and was part of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. When asked what the biggest challenge of the pandemic was, he says it was the unknowns.
We didn't understand human-to-human transmission. We didn't understand that so many people could be asymptomatic. All these things were really unknown. So dealing with the unknowns, but having to make recommendations and be honest and upfront with the American people was always challenging.
Giroir says all of his past experiences, including his time at the helm of Texas A&M's Health Science Center, helped prepare him for the fight against coronavirus.
Texas A&M is a great and a unique place. And obviously, when I came here, it was all about preparing for a pandemic and manufacturing vaccines. And thus, the BioCorridor really arose with great Fuji here, who's now manufacturing one of the vaccines that is highly effective and safe.
Giroir, who says he's on national television 4 to 5 times a week, was looking forward to sharing his story with a more intimate crowd at yesterday's luncheon.